Trump or for Kamala Harris.
You could see that entire exclusive interview on ABC's This Week. The Trump campaign says it was hacked by foreign sources and points to a Microsoft report that says an Iranian-linked group sent a phishing email to a high-ranking presidential campaign. Microsoft did not specify which campaign. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz of Minnesota, continued their Western tour in Nevada. The U.S. women's basketball team goes for its eighth straight Olympic gold medal against France. Gymnast Jordan Chiles has been told she must return her floor exercise bronze medal after the Court of Arbitration for Sport reversed a scoring change. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There are new standards for livestock to be USDA certified organic, but as Deborah Van Fleet reports, it'll be a while before they're required.
Those raising livestock will have to observe the new standards by January 2029 at the latest. Sentient Science reporter Seth Milstein says some of the changes under the new standards may surprise shoppers who choose certified organic meat and poultry out of concern for the animals.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens. This is stuff that animal welfare activists have been pushing for a while.
Milstein stresses these standards affect only producers with a USDA organic certification, which is voluntary. Among the categories are the amount of indoor and outdoor space required, poultry stocking densities, and physical alterations and euthanasia. Milstein maintains that certifications by the nonprofits A Greener World and Certified Humane reveal more about how the animals were raised than the USDA certification.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the most stringent, the highest standards for the animals. Certified Humane is good as well. It's not quite as good, but good.
Milstein says labels can be confusing and even misleading and encourages people who rely on them to do some research. He points to egg labels as a prime example.
Interesting case is pasture raised, which has no legal regulations and essentially means nothing, except if it says certified humane pasture raised, that's a very high standard. Cage-free eggs, there's like three different certifications for that.
I'm Deborah Van Fleet. This story was produced with original reporting by Seth Milstein for Sentient Media.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers get the win in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NFL, the first preseason game, the Packers with a 23-10 win over the Browns. Head coach Matt LaFleur after last night's game.
It was good to get back out there, and I know our guys, it's been getting a little chippy in practice. It was good to go up against somebody new, and all in all, it was great to see we got everybody in the game, and I thought everybody made contributions.
Baseball, a pitcher's duel at American Family Field, a 1-0 Brewers win over the Cincinnati Reds. Tobias Myers, Yoel Piamps, and Devin Williams pitching a shutout, the only run scored by Rhys Hoskins, solo home run in the eighth.
With our bullpen and our staff, we can find a way to scratch a couple runs off in an inning and be right back in a game or take over a game. So especially for a young team, right, we're trying to figure out things as we go and during the season. But when we feel like we can win any game at any point, good at-bats tend to happen.
That's the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Sunday. We'll mix in just a few high clouds, otherwise light northwest winds. Highs will reach the upper 70s. Tonight, more clouds across the area, lows in the mid-50s. A mix of clouds and sunshine Monday, highs in the upper 70s. Currently 49 degrees.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about minimum payments on credit cards. Now, those wily rascals at credit card companies make it pretty easy for us to pay our minimum payments. But are minimum payments good for us or good for them? Let's take the average American amount of credit card debt, $6,000, and the average APR, or interest, which is 22%. Now, if you pay that off at $200 a month, which is the general ballpark minimum payment, it's going to take more than 3.5 years and cost an extra $2,800 in interest payments. But if you ignore the minimums and pay it off at $400 a month, you'll pay your debt off 2 years faster and $1,800 cheaper. Minimum payments keep you in maximum debt. For more practical money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll reminisce about how we'll always have Paris as the Summer Olympics draw to a close, plus news headlines from over the weekend.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars on the air. We're on the air till high noon. WRJN. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Nat Cole. Some thoughts about August and about mornings.
As a child, I asked my mother, is there a morning star? I was answered by my mother, yes, there's a morning star. Just before the dawn, she whispered, a light will appear above. And this light that greets the sunrise, this is the star of love. For this is the morning star that shines above. Yes, this is the morning star. This is the star of love. And then I ask my mother, will I see the morning star? I was answered by my mother, you will see the morning star. It gleams for just one moment in the skies. Thank you.
many songs about August, though. Some of the poets said, well, let's see. Oh, here. August slipped away into a moment in time because it was never mine to begin with. Oh, and if it could only be like this always, always summer, always alone, the fruit always ripe. Let's see, one more? Ah, two more. Everything good, everything magical happens between the months of June and August. Well, that's close. I don't know if it's accurate. But this one I like. Breathe the sweetness that hovers in August. Now, yeah. Still, there's something about August like a drum roll, meaning, wait, there's more. You get that feeling? Music of Alex North. Dino Martino.
What's yesterday if we can never say remember when life with no past, the show with no cast, can you picture them once a day when the chill just won't go away? You have something to warm you in the warmest way. Time will allow one moment of it now, then it's yesterday. To will to make time stand still, don't throw this away. Move your eyes in a way that it tickles me. You're no longer afraid, you believe. A deep breath, smile, you will regret what just came your way. Look, there's the sun, your life has just begun. Only yesterday, coffee's in the cup, toast is popping up, the smoke's over there. What a beauty, what a beauty.
Andreoli wrote that. The music of the star. thing I don't like.
What? What is it you don't like, Lou?
Funny you should ask. When people say, well, summer's over, Labor Day, you know, the magic summer's over day. No, it isn't. What is the summer so short for you that you have to make it even shorter? Come on, summer's over the end of September, so they say. So the calendars, can argue with that? Not me. The light's different at this hour. What do the poets say about that? Let's see. Where are my notes? Oh, yeah. In the long dusks of summer, we walk the suburban streets through scents of maple and cut grass, waiting for something to happen. People went on vacation, they shed their homeskins, they thought they could be a new person. The best of the summer gone, and the new fall not yet born. Oh, I don't dig that, no. June was the beginning of a hopeful summer, and July was the juice. August suddenly feels I don't know, how's it feel for you? But I remember when August stretched before us a couple weeks ago. And reassuring. Like you just woke up from a delicious sleep. When I was in school, I didn't care for August. It was sad. The days went on. And yeah, the thoughts of school starting. I would see those back-to-school things, and that pretty much weighed heavily on this kid, I must say. The Music of the Stars, Rondell High Noon. And worldwide from WRJN on the Civic Media Radio Network. What are you doing today?
Sunlight, gentle kisses for my love. It's Sunday, it's Sunday. She needn't waken, I'll fix the eggs and bacon her way. While she just dozes, lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her tray. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoy. other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away in. For one day, thank goodness, it's Sunday. It is Sunday. It's Sunday. Lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play in. We'll take a walk or stay in. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away for one day. Thank goodness it's Sunday.
It's an Oscar winner. Best song, 1956. From The Joker Is Wild. Starring Frank Sinatra. Based on the Joey Lewis biography. Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen.
Some Sunday morning is going to be some Sunday morning for someone and me. Bells will be chiming.
Spent near the end of his life in Lake Geneva. Look here, the second week of August already. Remember Memorial Day? First week of August that hangs right at the top of summer in our mind. Like when you're on a Ferris wheel right at the top, hmm? The weeks before that, that's like a balmy spring. First week of August, nothing moves. Just plain hot. And silent, too, for some reason. The noons are hot and glaring. The dawn is blank. Being born in August. That's when the sun is celebrating its existence, it seems. Because then we enter the sea of life. And we've got this big credit card full of fun and energy to spend. music of the stars. It's Jerome Kern. Who else? Tony Bennett.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely. With your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you. Just the way you look tonight. Each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Ralph Sharon at the keyboard. Oh, did you hear Tony Mottola earlier on guitar? I always liked his work. I'll tell you more about Tony. And that the guy has got a couple of chords named for him. Dorothy Fields wrote the lyrics to that. Jerome Kern doing the music. It's our torch hour. But there's kind of sad news, too, and that's the Racine Concert Band is doing their last concert. That's the sign of end of summer, the last this and that. It's at the Bandshell at the Racine Zoo. Bring your blankets, especially tonight. There's another sign. August 11th today, this program. Music starts at 7 p.m. Don Rosen from WRJN, he hosts the evening. Final concert tonight, 7 p.m. When it started at 7:30. Oh boy. Sad news. WRJN's Joe Bisiglia passed on a week and a half ago. A lot of people remember Joe at his funeral this week. Tell you more about Joe. He used the name Joe Thomas on occasion. That's his middle name. One of the nicest guys I ever met. A great broadcaster. Dedicated. And a friend to everybody. Of the stars.
And the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft.
Timeless hits here on the Music of the Stars and all week and weekend long. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, the Music of the Stars from WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, 98.1, 99.9 Racine, 1400 AM worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Marvelous.
Oh, you look marvelous. Billy Crystal.
Hips into the air, like Sitchoris and Fred Astaire. Let's praise him on us! Just looking into your eyes, darling, I can tell that you have the legs of a dancer. So bring those legs and the rest of your body over here and in Nando's private prancer. Darling, I got to tell you something. And I don't say this to everybody. You dear. My father used to say to me, Nando, don't be a schnook. It's not how you feel. It's how you look. He was marvelous. But you, darling, you look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. And this is from my heart, which is deep inside my body. It's better to look good than to feel good. Get down. Is absolutely marvelous. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Oh, look, there's Sting looking for his last name in the dip. I am what love is all about. I've got American teeth and a Spanish mouth. Please, hold me while I tango. So, my dear, it's been a blast. You were not my first, you won't be my last. Ciao. I've got a mambo. Nothing lasts forever, darling. But it's not the end of the world. When I was fired by Paramount, there was still MGM. I love you young people today with your rock and roll like a Eddie Van Halen. Whatever. When I look into your eyes, darling, I see the reflection of me. Look at me dancing around in there. I look marvelous. Absolutely. Dancing to me is like standing still, only faster. You know what I'm saying to you? My dear, do you understand the term full-grown midget? Must be me. There are 8 million stories in the naked city, darling. Let's be two of them. I'm kidding you. I'm a kidder. Let you and I go back to my private hideaway. You'll put on soft music. I'll put on my Spider-Man pajamas. And we'll do things I'm going to tell my friends we did anyway. Darling, I'm worried about the Cabbage Patch Kids. I mean, when they grow up, will they be confused that these people are not their real parents? If a train is leaving Chicago at 11 a.m. in the morning with 5,000 pounds of bluefish, and another plane is leaving Phoenix at exactly the same time, and Bert Conway is still hosting travel. Darling, you look marvelous.
Billy Crystal made a movie, and he was heartbroken. It didn't do well. Mr. Saturday Night, brilliant picture. Nobody went to see it.
You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, in that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Ever
Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and so I'm borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're marvelous. To marvelous forward.
Relax and enjoy Music of the Stars with Lou Regani.
This week, Cindy Huber here on WRJN. Got your chance to win some vintage Elvis Presley vinyl albums. Check her out on weekdays here on WRJN, 9 o'clock till 2 p.m. Cindy Huber, Elvis vinyl, timeless hits. The music never stops. Some Victor Young stuff. Poor guy never got an Oscar until he had passed away. And that was for Around the World in 80 Days. I still think that was a sympathy award. Because they'd forgotten him over the years. Victor Young of Chicago. One of the best from Hollywood. By the way, he taught Kirk Douglas how to sing. Steve. Day.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful evening like this, when the moon is as big as a yellow balloon, even the crickets are singing in tune. On a wonderful evening like this, on an evening like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. May I say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should fall down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way. On a wonderful day like today, today, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Today, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure is mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should fall down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful
nice things about growing older is realizing that you can survive life's disappointments. And you also realize that you cannot look to someone else for your happiness. Of course, it screws up the songs you can sing. You can't sing those dependent victim songs anymore with the same conviction, you know? For example, you can't sing, I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad. It all depends on you. Can't do that, no, no. Another nice thing about growing older is that you finally begin to appreciate yourself, flaws and all. And this next song has taken me, I don't know how many hours on I don't know how many couches, to be able to sing and really mean it. On a clear
Madison Square Garden.
One waits so long for what is good, and when at last it comes, one cannot risk to lose it. So one must speak and act quickly. Even if it seems foolish to be so quick, I know it is only 2 weeks. A dinner given at your officers' club, do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
And that is the way things happen sometimes, isn't it, Nelly?
Yes.
Belongs to Bob Goulet.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you, let the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before.
After news, I'm Lou Regani, and this is the Music of the Stars from WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.